Okay, if you turn to page 183, we'll say Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. It's down near the bottom of the page. Page 183. Page 34. We'll recite the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Then if you turn the page, we'll chant this together in Tibetan. It's at the bottom of page 37. Sam Chen Tom Chen. Tenrasig's mantra we'll do eight times, and Green Tara's we'll do seven. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Children are free to go to their classes.
Good morning. Please would you mind take 1 minute or one moment to introduce yourself to each other? Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. So then we'll begin with some meditation, okay? Short meditations. So, don't start now. So I'm going to say something. I always say something before meditation. So take your thinking to trying to find the right words. I'm just going to say a word. Silent. Silent. So no, there's no such a thing called silent meditation. No, so there's no, that's probably a wrong term, I think, silent meditations. When you think about meditation, there's no review meditations. There's no jargon review meditation. So then analytical meditations. So then concentration meditations. There's three different types of meditation. So goal, so silent doesn't mean nothing, right? Silent doesn't mean nothing. That's very difficult to do. That's very, very difficult to do. So silent means less thought. No, then very silent means very less thought. No. So silent. So in order to have silent mind, you know, we have to think something. Otherwise, there's only a way to minimize, you know, like thoughts. Okay, thoughts. No? So you can review something, you know, if you have something to review, if you have some materials they remember by your heart, then you can review, you know. This has to be gentle word, okay? The whatever you're going to review, it has to be something gentle word, then not just gentle word and also gentle meaning, that guides your mind into to guide your mind to how to think something positive. There's the only way to minimize, we are not going to minimize all the thoughts. outward in thought, there are some thoughts that is beneficial, is useful, is healthy, is necessary. Some thought is unnecessary, not healthy, is disturbs our happiness. So this is the thought that needs to be minimized, and the best needs to be eradicated from our mind stream forever. So see, when you eradicate this disturbing thought from your mind stream forever, then you are liberated. You are liberated. Oh? No more suffering. You are liberated. No more suffering. Oh? No more physical suffering. No more mental suffering. You are completely liberated. Oh, so see, that's the goal. So you can review some materials. If you remember by heart some materials, you review them. There's going to be review meditations. Instead of just sitting there doing nothing, then you are sitting there quietly doing something very important. So then analytical meditation, then you pick up some topic. Pick up some topic, then you analyze. What is impermanent, what is emptiness, what is compassion, what is loving kindness, what is precious human life, what is impermanent, then you just analyzing that. It's called analytical meditations. So then concentration meditation, then your concentration meditation, that's pretty, I say, well known in the West. Concentration meditation, people say to concentrate. So in order to do the concentration meditations, you have to have some object. Without object, you cannot concentrate. So then, means need to create some kind of mental image. So anything, could be book, could be color, could be tree, anything. First you have to see. So then you try to see that object, through your mind. Then you think only that object, not the only that object. You think about only that object. That's the way to calm elephant. The elephant, that's the mind. The mind is called as elephant, so powerful. Need to make the elephant calm and peaceful. When you concentrate, the elephant is going to be calm and peaceful. So then you enjoy calm mind, peace mind. Just someday, concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. Wisdom liberates. Not simple wish. All have wish to be free from suffering. But still, we all have problems. So not a simple wish, it's like wisdom. Liberates. So there's three types of meditation that we can do. Okay, so then see, you can use your own breath. Out, in, one. Out, in, two. Out in three, count, you can count 7, 5, 10, 20, 1,000, 100, million, zillions. So, this is some technique. How to sit silently, like that, okay? Yeah, so we'll begin. So I'll probably stop talking. First, I want to thank all the people who are supporting the Kadamba Center Kid Camp, upcoming Kid Camp. So whoever, you know, buying the flower to show them support, so pretty greatly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So then, meditation now, see, concentration meditation is relatively difficult, no? See, I'm not discouraging you, but relatively difficult. Review meditation is much easier, no? If you remember some material by heart, review meditation for beginners easier. So then, within the concentration meditation, then I think watching your breath is easier. Watching your breath is easier. Oh? So concentration meditation, if you are the very first time learning how to concentrate, we do have concentration. It's not like we don't have concentration. We do have concentration, but that's not strong enough. So, for the beginner, just very short time, you know. Don't expect to see the mental image crystal clear. That's too much to expect from the beginning. Huh? Even just seeing glimpse of that, just hold. If you are imagining some person, hold the person. If you can just see the hair, just sit there, just sit here, it's okay, that's a good thing. If you can't see whole body, if you just see the hair, that's good. If that's fading away, if you just see the eye, that's also good. No? So the point is not let the mind out of that. No. So the glimpse of that. No. So then mind tricks. No. So instead of seeing one eye, you may see, end up seeing four eyes. That's not why. So the mind play all kinds of tricks. No. In the beginning, even just glimpse of that image, glimpse of that, then clarity and detail will come later. With effort, will come slowly. Come. See, don't think it will never come. It will come. It will come. It will come, but it requires some practice and patience. It will come later. So then slowly, so there will be no difference seeing the object from your eye and your mind. No difference. It become crystal clear. That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. So if you're using your breath, you know, so many objects have been suggested in the text. So about the bottom line, any object is fine. Any object is fine. Particularly if you don't believe in anything, then any object is fine. No need to worry about any object is fine. Flower doesn't have to be holy. You know, so flower is fine, you know. I think flower will do the job. So see, doesn't have to be holy, you know. So then if you are a very religious person, then you could, you know, also choose, you know, some holy object, some holy image, you know, that's another benefit. Huh? So bottom line is to keep that elephant on one single object. That's the way to calm that elephant down. Oh? Rather than saying calm down, I don't think that elephant is going to calm down. We can say, calm down, but then see, you can recite like a mantra, calm down, you see it's calm down, but it's not going to calm down. Oh? When you concentrate, no matter who concentrates, it will calm down. Oh? Someday, chi-chi, oh? Then when the elephant comes down, then calmness and peace and calmness is a result. It will be there. The result, no need to worry, it will be there. So now the purpose, now this is very, very important, including myself, all my friends here, all the people who come to the center. If you are, you know, looking for maybe to have some interest to learn what is meditation, so very, very important to remind ourselves the purpose. The purpose of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. system and thought, okay? There's the power or purpose. While you meditate, to reduce the amount of disturbing thought. No, we don't need any of them, any one of them. These are all unhealthy. Unhealthy or unhealthy. Unnecessary, unhealthy, not useful. When it's come down, your own happiness and happiness for other living beings is not useful at all. At all, any circumstance. So the purpose and the power of meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. More we meditate, more we become pride, arrogant, you know, and more angry, more jealousy, more pride. We are just wasting our time, that's all. You know? We sit like chicken. This is not the best way to waste your time. No, sit like chicken and much better to listen to song. Much better to listen to song. Go to see movie, much better. Where you just sit there, you know. So if you are making some progress, your disturbing thought is slowly, it's kind of like minimizing or maybe slowly getting weaker and weaker. Very good. So that's the proper meditation, okay? So that's the goal. See, I'm not making this up, I'm just repeating here. Gomtop Nimochua, Titop Shishidua, reading a spiritual book. Spiritual book, discussing, thinking, Titop Shishidua. Then you become more, you become peaceful. Peaceful. That's the result. There should be the result of reading spiritual book. Become more peaceful. The result of, the meditation or power of meditation means less disturbing thought. See, then, all is going to be better. That's what we're hoping. So, only way we can minimize disturbing thought is, this is not object you can move. If it's here, you can easily move and store somewhere. We have storage here. In America, you have storage. Very nice storage, have air conditioning, heat, everything. You just store there. You're not going to see it. It's not like that. It's here. Wherever you go, there you are. Then here, only through thinking, that's the only way, through thinking, then that's the way to minimize our disturbing thought. Less disturbing thought, that's what we need. We need more people, we need people with positive thought. That's what we need. We don't need necessarily need more Buddhists, will not guarantee. Buddhists exist 1,000 years ago, Christians exist 1,000 years ago, all the other major religions exist 1,000 years ago, still there's a lot of problems. It's not lack of religious institutions, it's not lack of people saying prayer. It's not like, people used to say prayer, now people don't say prayer. It's not like that, people say prayers. What is lacking is positive thinking, positive thought. When you look at someone with positive thought, when you think about somebody, positive thought, regardless what they believe, what they do, what they eat, what culture they practice, what traditions they practice, doesn't matter. Everybody deserves to be loved. See, everybody, as I mentioned this morning, we all look fine, we look clean, some cases we smell good, we dress well, doesn't mean we have no problem, we do have problems. Everybody, including myself, we all have problems. why one should open one's heart to other living beings. In the beginning of the class, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Just think about that one moment. What will that do? If you have this mindset day and night, what it will do? Will that create some kind of like peaceful atmosphere? Definitely, 100%, it will create positive atmosphere. Saying prayer, will that create positive atmosphere? It depends, you know. You can just mumble words. You can just mumble. You can just say, that's how you chant. You can chant like that. Will that guarantee? It depends. But thinking, this mindset, all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. Will that create positive atmosphere? 100%, no doubt, 100%. No? So see, that's the goal, okay? Last week, I'm walking, Shilly Lake, different side of Shilly Lake. Walking with one of the center members, just taking a walk. I met one young guy, smiling, you know, I smiled back. Then I'm coming back, then met again, same person, smiling, then I smiled back. Just walk by. Then the person come back again. I said, are you Gigi Galax? I said, yeah, I'm Gigi Galax. So then we have a little chit-chat. So then I asked him, you know, so how you become interested in Buddhism, I did not ask him whether he's Buddhist or not Buddhist, no. So I really, sincerely, genuinely don't care. I even don't care if somebody practices religion or not. I don't care. I really mean that from my heart. I don't care. But do I care, you know, so about nice people? You know, everybody wants to see nice people. Someone smile. It's good, you know. It's nice, you know. It make you feel more secure, you know? Feels you more comfortable. We have no idea what kind of religion that person has. Don't need to know. So I asked him how he became interested in Buddhism. What he said is very, very, you know, touching my heart, deeply touching my heart, young man, you know. So he said, like his father's friend go to Kadamba Center, that's how he come to Kadamba Center here. So anyway, so then he said, naturally, he said he's like loving, kind, person, more compassionate, loving, kind person. That's how he drawn to center. Great. So that's the goal. That's the goal. That is the goal. That is the goal. That's the goal. So people come here, discuss, listen, think, then become more compassionate towards other living beings. So that's what we need, okay? That's what we need. So we need people with more positive thought. So that's what we need. So I really, you know, deeply touch. Then that's why I say, that's why I associate with Buddhism. Buddhism do have, you know, so many instructions, technique, you know, why it's important to open up. Why it's important to develop altruistic attitude, you know. There's many instructions. You know, you can learn. Does not mean you have to become Buddhist. You don't have to become Buddhist, but you can learn. No, that's why I read Mother Teresa book. Some people might be okay. Oh, Buddhist monk reading Mother Teresa book. I don't care. What we need help. Inspiration. We need inspiration, help to be good, think good. Open up. If somebody is doing something like that, no, definitely, no, to take their message. No, to, no, not, even though you don't agree everything that person said, that's not the point. Whatever that person said, that helps your mind, so that's good, you know, we take that. So then power of the meditation is to reduce, minimize and disturbing thought, okay? Otherwise, you know, look at some other person, oh, that person looks kind of strange. No? So this morning, what I said, nut. Not peanut butter, nut. That's how you say nut, you know, but nut. I'm not sure. Nut, how you spell N-U-T? Yeah. Kind of a strange word. So anyway, nut. Means crazy? Huh? S. Oh, that's S. Yes. So anyway, so so C, you know, looking so strange like that. How is about? You don't have to look, we don't have to look. Mahatma Gandhi, the three monkeys, you know, once like this. We don't have to look. We don't have to listen. We don't have to say. When you feel like you have to say something, we need to think twice. No need to look. No, that's the Mahatma Gandhi teaching without word. Three monkeys, that's teaching something important without word. So see, Miki Sinje Tanayas, Shanti Deva, the Indian master, what he said, Miki Sinje Tanayas, this all requires reason. Otherwise, it's not going to just happen. You have to require reason. Miki Sinje Tanayas didn't say, when you look at Tibetan people, didn't say that. When you look at other sentient beings, Miki Sinje Tanayas, Teda Nila Tenen Das, because of that one individual, that very individual that you are seeing, you could gain so much. If you look at that person properly, correctly, you could gain, you could develop loving kindness, you could develop compassion, you could develop so many things, patience, so on and so forth. Therefore, that's the reason, therefore, you should look at that person through the eyes of love and compassion. When you look at that person from the negative mindset, what you are going to see, you are going to just see negative. That's how you're looking at that person, you see negative. And you end up with, you don't gain anything positive, zero. You don't get any positive, no. What you gain is just negative. It's unhealthy for your mind, for your life. It's probably unhealthy for other person. No, doesn't feel very comfortable, close, no, all of that. So therefore, Miki Sinje Tanayas, Tadani Latinada, Sanyi, the Judas, you could become enlightened. Just, you know, you are looking at that person from the positive point of view, you could get so much gain from that person. So that, whatever that gain, that could lead you to the all the way to enlightenment. Therefore, Shantideva said, you should look at that person with eyes of loving kindness, compassion, like that. Okay? So who is Shantideva? This Indian master. When he said 8th century. Long time ago. See? So that's our goal, okay? That's our goal. Last almost 15 years, you know, here, you know, talking. The goal, so the power of meditation to reduce disturbing thought, you know, towards yourself. People say, I don't like myself, you know, my life has no meaning, I'm not kind of useless, I don't know why I'm here, my dog don't like me, so my cat doesn't like me, you know. People, you don't know. How you know you don't know your dog don't like you? We don't know, we just say we don't know. So this all, you know, so then feeling bad, the last Friday, that's what we discussed, feeling bad, doing nothing. Everybody wants to feel good, including myself. I want to feel good all the time, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Why is not going to happen? Not because you are incapable. Not because of that. Why is not going to happen? There's a thing called samsara. Samsara. We have to understand our own existence. You know, we have some point in our life we are going to get headache, because we have hurt. If you don't have hurt, you'll never get headache. Samsara. Samsara. So just read, just look it up. You know, here in America, there's very good internet, you can look it up. What is samsara? That explains our existence. See? Sooner or later, will be some health problem because we have this body. It's like all, you know, like everything that inside body, you know, because of that, samsara, okay? So, see, it's like ocean. It's like big oceans. Huh? We are all in the same ocean. We are all in the, how you say here, says the same boat, but same oceans. Yeah, we look good. We smell good. If you take a shower, you smell good because of soap. We dress well, you know. It doesn't mean you are fine. It doesn't mean that, you know. So, recognizing that samsara will help also reduce unrealistic expectation that we have, you have, I, everybody have, unrealistic expectation will reduce. Just knowing what is samsara. Khoa khap ki semula devana na yo mais. Samsara is like tip of needle. Tip of needle. Needle. When you sit on tip of needle, you are just going to be pain. Because you are sitting on needle. If you really don't want to feel any pain, you should not sit on needle. Huh? So that means get out. Get out of samsara. So, this is good as you can get in samsara, pretty much. See, no? It's all relative. It's all relative. So see, in that ocean, so, in that ocean, so, has a, one second, so, It's not small ocean, it's like big, big oceans. Oceans. So there's in the ocean there's waves, wild waves of actions, of our speech. These are like wild waves. Speech, thought, physical actions, these are like waves, wild waves. Not just that, then disturbing thought, another wave. Wild, no. We all, you, me, all of us, whoever in the samsara, we are all carried out by that, up and down, back and forth, up and down, side to side, all directions. Clockwise, counterclockwise, all directions. See. In that oceans, there's like, there's a crocodile. There are three types of crocodile in that oceans. One, first one is suffering. One crocodile. Suffering of change, another crocodile. Then pervasive suffering, that's the third crocodile. So that's really hard to understand. So see, that's the reason why we should show compassion. Everybody have problems. Do you agree? I'm not trying to discourage you. That's a reality. You don't assume that I don't have problem. I do have problem too. Don't assume, oh, he's free from suffering. No, I'm not free from suffering. I'm trying to get out of samsara, like you. We all are trying, you know. It's like day to day life challenge, day by day, you know, just surviving day by day. See? Doing something every day, to feel good. So see, to feel good, you don't have to do something to feel good. No, sometimes you feel like you have to do something, you don't have to do something. You know, I mean, you have to do something, not physically. But no, see, next time when you go to India and Nepal, please go to Dharamsala. It's not that hard to get, no. Visa-wise, it's not hard to get. Go there, on the mountain, there's like hermit, all kind of age range, monks, nuns, they're living there a long, long time. Go there, talk to them. Look around how they live, how much they have. When you divide one, the four quarters means what? Okay. When you divide the whole thing, like,
yeah,
quarter means like,
one of the four parts.
one of the four per quarter. One, how you say, one quarter?
Yeah.
When you look at the, how you say, where they meditate, they don't have one quarter of that you think you that you have that we have in our garage. So they don't have one quarter, even not just one quarter. We look around. Very, very simple. Do they ever feel bad? They feel good. They feel good. They feel meaningful. Their lives. They feel like their lives are very meaningful. They feel like they are contributing something. They mentally they feel good. Because what? Why? Because they do something every day. See, and last Friday we talked about, we all have, you have, I have something to feel bad about. Something to feel bad about. Something that I should have done better, or I should have said, or I should have do. How is it? Should I, last time we said, should have, there's some mantra. American version of mantra, shoulda, coulda, woulda. How is it? Shoulda, coulda. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Like that. We all have, you have, I have, but just thinking like that, it's not, So see, we all have, what you do, when you feel bad, what you do? You do something. You do something. Then it's possible that in the end, when you finish doing something, in the end, instead of feeling bad, you'll feel good. When you see dirt in your house, you don't feel good. Too often, you don't just look, or maybe you don't look. When you look each time, when you see you feel good, you feel bad, then if you do something, we made mess, and we clean again, you maybe like that, Or maybe hoping, or maybe Gigi Sambo will clean. My roommate, Gigi Sambo, is outside, as a monk. Or maybe he will clean. Or maybe no, I'm not. He's the one who did it. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Whatever I say is true. that happens, He knows very well. He knows I'm trying to educate him how to change his perceptions of clean. His perception of a clean and my perception of clean doesn't match. I think mine is much better. His needs to be improved, that's what I think. Maybe he thinks something different, See, like that. So, slowly, think, it will change. Don't have to say. Maybe you used to feel like I have to say something. Turns out I don't need to say. Because it's not making any progress. It's not making any, it doesn't make any improvement, In some cases, just end up fighting each other, like that. Slowly, thinking will change. See. Please, whenever you feel bad, don't just sit there, do nothing, do something. As I mentioned, as a Buddhist, what you do practice. You purify them, Anything that, any good thing that we do, purify. Doesn't have to say a mantra. I'm not sure what I'm saying here. So maybe then I will read something from here, okay? So this is called like a 7-point thought transformation. 7-point thought transformation. Think good. I've been saying this. Think good. Easy to say, but not easy to do. Think good. Practice gratitude. As a Buddhist, what you do, the minute you wake up, you think about precious human life. Precious human life. This is not just a piece of junk. I don't know why I'm here. I don't like myself, Goes on and on. This is very precious. So difficult to find, so meaningful. Because you can think something good. That's how we change. That's how we change intention through thinking. Oh? So, if you think good, that's what I experience, you know. I have very little experience, not much. See, slowly. Even being a monk, went to monastery when I was 7 years old, went to the monastery, become monk when I was 7. Right now I'm close to half century. So see, all this time, a little bit progress, see, little bit. Thinking more in the practical level, you know, practical level, thinking more. So, to discover, if you think good, you can't just think good because you have wish to think good. That's not good enough. We have to do something. Then you learn how to think good. When you learn how to think good, then when you do that exercise, then you will feel good. When you feel good, you do good things. Oh? See, that's beautiful about that. So then whatever that requires to make you, your guide your mind to think good, and say, oh, happy to do. See? Oh, happy to say, you know, happy to sit, happy to do. Oh? So this morning I did not read anything from this book because I just talking too much. So then when I look at the watch, it's all times all over. But it is important because there's a lot of the high school, one church, the group of high school students come. So that's first time. You know, so a lot of you come here again. So this student there comes once a while. So I thought it's important, you know, so that's why I didn't read. I just talk about meditation, importance of meditation. So importance of, you know, becoming, importance to have more compassion, more loving kindness, rather than becoming some kind of, you know, religious person. I emphasize on that. And when I said that, I really mean that, you know. So more compassion, more positive thinking. When you look at me, you wish something good for me. When I look at you, I don't see you as a nut. I just see you as something very important. I try not to see, you know, to something precious, you know, something short to somebody who deserves. So like I could gain some, I didn't know. Like that's what I emphasized this morning. So see, we have experience. When you walk around the lake, if somebody smiles you, if you know, do you feel good? See, everybody feels good, no? Do you have any idea what kind of religion that person practices? We have no idea. Just, no. So, some people, you know, and like that. Oh. So this is all technique that we are studying here. This old technique helps you to how to do that in daily basis. Think good about yourself, think good of others, you know, altruistic attitude, and what is, you know, wrong with ego or self-centered attitude, you know, which is considered as a chronic disease that's never been healed. So long as we have that attitude, we are not going to be healthy. Even though you eat kale, So you are not going to be mentally healthy. No, eating kale doesn't guarantee mental health. I could be wrong. Because I myself don't eat kale at all. Body needs to be nurtured, you know, in right balance, needs to be nurtured. Similar, the mind also needs to be nurtured too. We also need to feed the mind too, you know, not just the body. So most of you are here, you know, familiar face. You know, they have been coming a long time because probably you heard for me many, many months. So meditation, as I said, you know, is important. So you have very little time. You have so much to do. You know, especially in the weekend, you choose to come here. So meditation here, you know, concentration meditation. So choose one image, create one mental image. And don't do too long, please. Don't do too long, short, you know. If you can just get some, outline, that's good. Just outline, that's good. Get something, you know. Although then, you know, stay there, and that's how you learn how to calm your mind, or concentration. And slowly it will get better. In the beginning, short. Don't follow the mind, you know, play tricks, don't follow that object. If it's object red rose, it's red, it's not yellow. Red, if mind starts trick, you see yellow, that's not good. Don't follow that, just stick with that. So then, when is the best time to stop? When you feel good, or you think, oh, you make some progress, stop. Don't continue, stop. So then you are doing something, then you will get benefit. You will get benefit because you are doing something. Your mind is going to be calmer, more peaceful. You are doing something for that. It will definitely help. Sure. So then, you know, short, you know, multiple, how you say, time, short period. See, somebody can sit like hours and hours and hours without any distraction. Calm, peaceful, they can sit long time. What they are doing, they are thinking. They are thinking something good. They are thinking something good. So then thinking good become automatic. Later on become automatic with very little effort. Then that's called realization. That's called realization. Not just understanding, it's like now experiential understanding. When you think about that, you experience something. You are experiencing something, not just thinking. That's called yinjurginyowa. Yinjurginyowa. Yi means mind, juru means it does something. It just, how you say, what's the best way to say? When you think about it's just, you know, yi jur means it's like something's happening deep down. It's not just here. You know, there's connections between here and there. When you think from here, it's related here, you know, in jur minyawa. So this is very critical. It only happens by practice, no? By practice. Oh yeah. Open up, you know. Well, that's the best way to know. The minute you open up, then your happiness begins. The minute you open up, you know. The minute you start to think about the welfare of other living beings, your happiness begins. Doesn't have to go to talk to someone, just mentally open. Because, you know, people on the mountains, they have very little interaction with the people. You know, they have, most of the time they live in the mountain. But mentally they are deeply connected to all living beings, you know, on this planet. When they see, you feel. When you see them, you feel energy. They are, you know, full energy they are working with. You can feel, you know. You can feel. So what His Holiness said, His Holiness says, He is one of the human beings on this planet out of 6 billion. When he sees other people, he sees another human being, same, two hands, two eyes, same. He don't see as a Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim. He just sees as another human being, same, physically, mentally, same. So that's the fundamental level. Physically, mentally, same, this fundamental level. Then so much emphasis has been put on secondary level, cultural, traditional belief, so much emphasis. on put on that, but very little emphasis put on the fundamental level. So wherever His Holiness goes, He don't preach Buddhism. He talks about basic human value, such as loving kindness, compassion, so. So my question is, how to develop compassion? How to develop loving kindness? It's more than a word, but they have to have a word, otherwise, how do you explain? You can explain, unfortunately. Some people could communicate without word. You know, that's like highest level. When you reach very high level, you don't need to use any word at all. Just sitting there, some kind of hand movement, people will pick it up right away. You don't have to say any word. Because the word is distraction. Distraction. Word distraction. Then eventually high level, no need any word. No. So, see, for just give you an example, you know. When you talk of suffering, you don't have to say suffering. If you go like, just like teaching suffering with the word, you go there's a couple of different ways. Oh, so basic human value, basic human value. So, oh yeah. Oh. Yeah, probably that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Compassion, loving kindness, that's what's needed. Compassion, loving kindness. For your own happiness, for happiness of other sentient beings. What we need compassion, love, kindness. That's what we need. So whatever ways you can get there, please try. Doesn't have to be Buddhist approach. Any approach, you know, any approach that you can, any tool or instrument you can use to open up your heart. Oh, loving kindness, compassion, for your own sake of happiness. Whenever you have problems, if you have compassion, it will heal. Compassion, no? So see, my cat, Ninja, name is compassion. Ninja means compassion. Oh? I don't know how much compassion she has, but I call her name is compassion. That I name her compassion, Ninja. Ninja has no idea that I'm monk. No clue. No? Ninja don't know when I become monk. Ninja has no idea. Ninja don't know how many teach class I teach the Kathamata, don't know. Ninja do knows how well I fit her. Fit. And how many times I pick her up every single day. 20, 40, 30 times I pick it up. So, in the beginning, she's kind of, you know, people here are shy, but she don't come close. Time goes by, you know, we become so close, very close. Not because, you know, I taught her how to say Om Mani Mantras, no. So not because she meditated every single day, no. Then when she passed away, she died in my house. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. So see, like, I built my relationship with Ninja, with her. See, like, yeah, mainly compassion, you know, loving kindness. That's what bounds. So, not necessarily by religions, you know. Sometimes people bound, you know. But loving kindness, compassion, no doubt. So that's why I heard, like, loving kindness, compassion heal everybody. So need to learn. So that's why I'm asking, you know, all of you, please think about how to create these beautiful meditations that suits for Western mind. Not very complicated, not very traditional one, doesn't have to be traditional. Something simple that can help people in the West to connect or to nurture their compassion, their loving kindness. Create some meditation, you know. That everybody can share, you know, doesn't have to be a religious person. Everybody can share, you know. Because everybody, as long as you have mind, you will get benefit if you develop loving kindness, compassion. So very, very critical. That's the whole point, that's the whole point. So see, the fruit of silence are very much like that quote. You know, some of you may disagree with me, because that's quote, that's like business card. Business card, Mother Teresa's business card. We are not going to see a telephone number, fax number, email address. What you're going to see is like this. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is love. The prayer of love is something, then there's no like, this is very beautifully written, very beautifully written. Very beautiful. Fruit of prayer is love. See? There's good things. No, there's good things. Fruit of prayer is love. Then fruit of love is... I don't remember. So somebody also give me a very nice friend. So see, somebody makes very nice friend for me, because I've been saying this a lot. Somebody make on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, what?
The fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service.
Service of love is peace.
Yeah.
Service of love is peace. No, the fruit of love is... No, fruit of service is peace.
The fruit of love is service.
See, last week that we all the leaders of the different faith group, we get together and we built one house, not really built, you know, but just barely put up one wall, not really built, because none of us has idea how to nail the, how to use hammer, so how we are going to build a house. So anyway, we get together there to show, you know, to support, you know, there's one family from Nigeria. On this house, so we get there. We don't talk about religion. No, we just know. So that's service. No, so and you know, we talk to each other. You know, not about, you know, like also about that other job. So these are good things. You know, these are good things. Good things. She's very happy that Nigerian woman. She's very happy that, you know, she get a lot of support, and everybody there very happy to participate. So just, you know, the putting of the wall. So these are good things, like something like that. So then I talked to one of the minister or priest, you know, one of the minister. I'm basically become as a hand helper, someone like man, as a man person who do the construction, and that's like people who bring the nail.
Gopher.
Gopher. Gopher. Okay, I become gopher. I become the gopher for one minister. You know, he knows construction work. I even don't know how to hit him. So he taught me, you know, how to hit the hammer. He taught me. So you are doing this. This is not good. You have to do like this, and this. You know, so then I did that. Oh, it works much better. So see, wisdom, no liberation, no liberation from hammer in the nail. So then I, you know, play like this. This is not a whole hammer like this. Hammer here, then go like this. Then I did that, work very well. That's the wisdom. So anyway, we talked, you know, everybody very enjoy. So things like that, many more like that, you know, will help. So then, you know, yesterday, here at the center, we did something for the Hepatite for humanity. We did something. Every year we try to do something, you know. So then, you know, like raise the fund for their group. So like that, more like that, you know, doesn't matter what religion you practice, doesn't matter what you believe, we all, you know, need to be loved. You know, to somebody being kind to you, you feel good. So you show kindness to others, you know, they feel good. So that's how you create. You know? So maybe down the road, we no need religion at all. If everybody become loving, kind, non-religion, okay, you know. So that's what I'm really, really trying to emphasize last 16 years since I came here, really try to people to understand, you know, that's the goal. That is the goal. So that's our priority, main priority, the center, not the money. If the money is more, become more important, this is like business. Then there's no good, you know. But our priority is to become more happier human being, more compassionate, more kind. If that become successful, other things will follow. Other things will follow. That's what I believe. Other things will follow. Mm. Oh, now really going to stop. See. Oh, yeah. Yeah, then next Sunday I'll read, definitely read something from here. Okay, huh? Next Sunday or maybe two Sundays I'm going to finish this text. Huh?
Okay. If you turn to page 246, read the prayer by Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then if you turn back one page, on 244 we'll do the prayer for His Holiness Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then at the bottom of the next page, the prayer for Ken Rinpoche, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back over for the prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the Siddur's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then for Geshe Gelug's long, happy, healthy life, we'll do Green Tara's mantra. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu